Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. It is Zoe Moon, and I am here to cover the week of November 8th through the 15th. And we're on time this week. Yay! We are going to look at our very last week of Venus retrograde because, honestly, that tends to be pretty much what is going to be going on every day. Maybe not every day, but it is the active ingredient in our week ahead, Venus retrograde, our last week there, so we have a lot of wrapping up to do with the themes that she is about. Now, she is focused on relationships, so you need to think about where you are with a romantic partner or where you are with a business partner, where you are with your clients, where you are with any specialists that you need to see, where you are with different people that represent you, like agents or attorneys, where you are with opponents or competitors, where you are with advocates, and in all of this relational dynamic, focusing that on Venus topics, which would mean it's about the love, or it is about income scenarios, or it's about women in the situation, or it's about beauty and topics of beauty. So this could be art, it could be beautifying yourself, beautifying the world. It could be, you know, whatever you find beautiful, right? So a Venus retrograde here is about a do-over. We need to either go back to past people in that scenario and rework something so that that love or income is flowing in the way we want it to, or so the women or the beauty themes are where we want to get to. Or we need to go back and get better closure or let go of something, or we need to go back and rekindle something that still has some potential behind it. And so it's a really important week. We have a lot of active days. We are going to have Friday and Saturday, the 9th and 10th, where Venus retrograde is going to make an alignment to Mars. And these might be the most important 2 days because Mars is really saying time to take action here. And there is some kind of harmonic flow in making that happen. And this really is about kind of tying in our aspirations about it. Or if there is something freeing or original to the scenario, or if there's something social, you know, maybe you're going to do this online, or maybe you're going to do this at a party or gathering, or maybe you're going to do this with or through a friend. It makes me think of high school, you know, will you pass that note to him? Oh, thank you. Or maybe it's some kind of group activity, you know, or charity. So think of ways that you can initiate or react. Don't be afraid to open up your heart and get in there and see what this is about. You don't have to make any final decisions until Venus goes direct, but it is definitely a time to be working through all of this. And also on Saturday the 10th, we have the moon in Sagittarius forming an opportunity alignment with Venus. So this overlays our Venus-Mars alignment that plays out Friday and Saturday. So it really means that in this story, perhaps there is something about travel or distance involved. Maybe there's an opportunity to share ideals or philosophies or your beliefs or your politics, heaven forbid. Or maybe there's a learning or a teaching curve here. Maybe there's something in media or marketing or publishing or broadcasting or something foreign or ceremonial here to the mix. So all these doors are open in the story. So again, you want to be as proactive as you can so that you're moving this along in the right way. Then Sunday might give you a little bit of a break. When we get to Monday and Tuesday, we're going to deal with the moon squaring this Venus retrograde. And so emotionally, we might have our toughest processing of whatever we're dealing with here, or we might be challenging ourselves as we push a little harder with whatever this is about. So, you know, squares are frictional dynamics with the Capricorn moon at the center of this. It would be about a goal that we have or where we are with our status in the situation or what's going on with the career as it pertains to these people and the Venus themes, or possibly how an authority figure is coming to bear on the situation. So I don't know, a parent, a boss, a judge, a teacher, director, mentor, minister, I don't know, somebody higher up. So you have that to kind of push through on Monday and Tuesday. Then by Thursday, the 15th, we have the moon in Aquarius forming another harmonic to Venus retrograde, and this is our very final aspect. And so, again, we're going to see the potential to get in there with this relationship, client, partner, specialist, agent, attorney, whoever, and deal with the Venus themes, love, income, beauty, or women. And this comes from getting into the right groove with your aspirations, with freedom in the mix, with originality or original projects, inventions, whatever, or with your group, your friends, your associates, the party, the gathering, the event, the online interest, the astrology, the charities, the gatherings, you know, anything social. If I said any of that twice, just blame it on the Venus retrograde. And then when we get to Friday morning, Friday the 16th, Venus ends her retrograde. This happens at 5:51 a.m. Eastern, 2:51 a.m. Pacific. So literally Thursday the 15th for most of us will be the wrap-up of this story. So it's super important that we, you know, we've had so much heavy, intense energy really kind of kicking us here and there and moving us into, you know, new directions in our life, and it seemed very big. And I really feel like we need to kind of simplify in this week ahead and really get down to the love in the equation, get down to, you know, where our money is flowing, where we are with these women and the beauty themes and these relationships. So when, and this is it. I mean, it's really that simple, guys. I'm not going to shake your world this week. So when it comes to Aries, I mean, straight up, you need to figure out who it is you need to connect with in this week ahead to move any of this along, okay? It is a do-over. Reach out to clients. Maybe you'll run into a client from the past or a specialist, or maybe you'll pick up the phone and call that attorney or agent, or you'll run into that old partner, or you and your current partner will go back over some things and either do some letting go or some reworking or rekindling thing of things. So definitely, you know, connection is the major theme for the Aries. Friday and Saturday the 9th and 10th, this involves your ruling planet Mars, so definitely a time for you to go out and socialize because this can put you in line with these people, or to do something online, or to focus on your own personal aspirations and take some action towards that here, or something about an original project you're working on. And also by Saturday the 10th, if there's anything involving people who are traveling or you traveling or people at a distance, or if there's something with the media or the educational tracks or legalities in the situation or a wedding or the religion or politics involved, this is part of the open door to connecting you with whoever this is, okay? And this is definitely favorable energy for moving that along. Then if you're going to have a test with these people, if there is a challenge that is coming your way, or if you're challenging yourself to do more, or if you're feeling frustrated over your Venus retrograde, this is when it's going to pop up. It would be Monday and Tuesday, the 12th and 13th. And that is because there's something going on with career or a boss or a parent or a judge or a mentor or a teacher, some higher up person, or some important goal that you have set and you've got some obstacle here to deal with. So just prepare for that. Work through it. Maybe you're, you know, having to say goodbye to some clients or rework something with clients, or you and your partner having to work around something here. Whatever this is, you'll see it, and it may feel more intense than it actually really is. And by Thursday the 15th, you are back into that harmonic flow. It's your last really important day for any rekindling or reworking or releasing in this Venus phase for you guys. And again, focusing really coming from your aspirations, your original interests and projects, and anything that is social helping you get there. For Taurus, a lot of this is focused with these relationships and Venus giving you another shot with income or love or women or beauty. Really focused on work for you is the main one. So you might be going back and rekindling an old work project and getting it done to please your love interest or to make the money come back around or to, maybe your work has something to do with beauty interest that you're involved in or with women or something, so you really want to focus on work. Now, this could be a job that you are going back and tackling. It could also be work that you're doing, around the house, errands, I don't know, some project you're tackling, right? It can also, for Taurus, be about reconnecting with coworkers or hired help or some letting go of some of those people. It could be paperwork that you're tending to or looking at new ways to tackle the cleaning or the organizing in these areas. And then on the other side of this, if it's not work-related for some of you Tauruses, it might be about health or animals. And then the same thing would really go. And this week ahead, you really want to be in there. What do you need to connect with? Do you need to see the specialist, go back to them about your health, or do you need to partner up with somebody, or is it about your clients and a health product that you're putting out there, or is it about the animals? Do you need to take them to the vet? Do you need to figure out how to keep the place clean and organized or something with that, right? Or is it a woman that's involved with this in some way, So look at the key relationships. Look at what you are reworking in the name of Venus, which is love or money, women or beauty, and then how you're approaching that through work, health, animals, coworkers, hired help, paperwork. And so in this week ahead, Friday and Saturday, the 9th and 10th, are very active because Mars is forming a harmonic here with Venus retrograde. And so you can really go after some goals or maybe reach some goals that are tied into this, or you can pursue career objectives or forward your career in some way as it relates to what you're doing here, or you can do something with or involving that authority figure. So the boss, the director, the teacher, the parent, the mentor, the judge, somebody who is in a higher position that could in some way impact what's going on. And overlaying that on Saturday, there is also the potential here with the door open tied into all of this to reach something involving a financial situation here or to do some purging if you need to. If the work involves cleaning out the kitchen or the basement, purge away. Or this could be about making some big changes, and this would be a really important day to do that. It could also be if this has to do with, the love and the thing you're working towards here for the name of love. There could be some sexy moments that spark up. Oh, we don't want to negate those, right? So definitely looking for ways to maybe go deeper into any of those areas on Saturday. If there are going to be challenges with any of this, it'll show up Monday, Tuesday, the 12th and 13th. And this can just be you challenging yourself. So maybe when it comes to this work or health objective or what you're doing with the animals or the coworkers or the hired help or the paperwork, you're just really pushing for something big. Or maybe there's some kind of obstacle and you need to overcome it and you really need to figure out, what are the details here? How do I figure this out? And that would be coming from something in the legal realm or through travel or people at a distance. Through something educational, maybe you have a learning curve there, right? Or something through media, marketing, through weddings or other ceremonies, or through politics or religion. Boy, this sounds like a really good couple of days, right? And then by Thursday the 15th, we are back into that harmonic last important day with Venus retrograde. And so for Taurus, again, it puts you in that really good flow when it comes to reaching goals or setting goals or impressing those higher up people or involving them or furthering your career objectives. So definitely another really good day for that before Venus goes direct early Friday morning, the 16th. All right, for Gemini, in the week ahead with your Venus retrograde themes, again, as with everybody, you're focusing on partners and clients and specialists and agents and attorneys, et cetera, or competitors, right? And where you are with Venus, which is love or income flow, women or beauty interests. And Gemini, this is playing out in your house of true love and lovers, children, creative projects, and recreation. So those are the areas that you'll be busy in, kind of revisiting this and reworking it in some way. So Friday and Saturday, the 9th and 10th, you have this really active, harmonic vibe going that can help you dive into that lover. It just doesn't sound right, does it? Maybe it does. Or dive into that project with the kids or what you're doing with the creative project or the recreational pursuit with one of those key people. And this gets you active through travel, through legal, educational, media, marketing, wedding, religious, or political themes. So definitely Friday, dive in, jump in. There you go. It looks like it's still active on Saturday. And on Saturday the 10th, we have an overlapping influence where we have a door opening up to get you into an even stronger vibe with the partner, with the client, with the specialist, the agent, the attorney, whoever this is. So definitely really two great days there to move this along. The challenging days, if there are going to be any, are going to be Monday and Tuesday, the 12th and 13th. So if there is something nagging at you coming from the powerhouse as it relates to these things, then that needs to be addressed on Monday, Tuesday. Now, this could be about sexuality. It could be about reproduction needs. It could be about a divorce. It could be about death or birth. It could be about triangles that are playing out in some area, maybe jealousy or possessiveness. Or on the flip side, it could be about some kind of big financial theme that you need to tackle, the loan, the debt, the inheritance, the bankruptcy, the taxes, insurance, settlements, alimony, child support, whatever that might be. So those 2 days would push you to really kind of deal with whatever that is. And then by Thursday the 15th, it's your last Venus retrograde day. So, again, we are in a harmonic. This puts you in there with, you know, with the lover or in pursuit of the past love interest, dealing with the children, the creative projects, the recreational pursuits, and whoever the key relationship is here, and vibing you in the right way with travel, distance, legal, educational, media, marketing, wedding, religious, or political themes in the mix as you're in that do-over. Then Friday morning, the 16th, Venus retrograde is over. Cancer, for you and these lover income needs, women or beauty themes, and the partner, the client, the specialist, the agent, the attorney, et cetera, this is focused on your home. It's focused on real estate deals or moves or renovations. It's focused on family, parents, or roommates. And so you've been having a do-over here. Maybe you've had the specialist or the partner come back and work on your renovation, or maybe you've been doing some releasing of something with the family or some rekindling of something with a love interest at home, you know. So it's really been focused there at the root of your chart. And so in this week ahead, important week for anything you still need to do here. Friday and Saturday, the 9th and 10th, Venus retrograde is going to align with Mars in a very positive alignment. This means you can take action on those 2 days. This is in the power arena. So it aligns with whatever's going on here in the home or with family and these other, you know, grounded, rooted themes. Through financial directions and what you're tackling there, or what's going on with the death or the birth or the divorce, or what's going on with purging of things and getting rid of stuff in the home, or what's happening sexually, or if you're involving third parties to come in and help with some of this stuff, definitely a couple really good proactive days. Saturday, there's an overlay of another opportune alignment to this home or family scenario or roommate scenario. And this is definitely opening the door to do the work or pursue the work or tackle the paperwork or organize or clean or hire help or work with others or really focus some of this day on the animals or on health interests that are here as well. Then if there is going to be a challenge, this would come Monday, Tuesday, the 12th through the 13th. For Cancer, this takes you back to a specific relationship. So you might have to double up and also deal with clients while you're still trying to do the thing with family or home. Or you might have to see the specialist, or maybe the partner is torn, you know, and needing to do something else. Or maybe there's something with a competitor or the agent or attorney, you know. So it is the relationship itself that kind of pushes you here when it comes to what you're focusing on with your Venus retrograde. So either that's you challenging yourself by pushing for more, or it's the obstacle you're overcoming on those couple of days. And then by Thursday the 15th, you are back into a harmonic flow. It's your last Venus retrograde connection here. And so at this point, again, it takes you back into sexual connection or to reproductive needs moving along, or the divorce moving along, or how you're dealing with a death or a birth moving along, or where you are in that financial picture with the situation and how that's moving you to that next chapter. All right, for Leo, you guys have had this in a really interesting place. It's really been in the place of your mind, your communication, your information flow, and a lot of local stuff going on too. So, you know, as with everybody, Venus retrograde, so we're looking at love or income, women or beauty themes, out in Libra, so it's about the connections with partners and clients and specialists and agents and attorneys and competitors, etc. And so for Leo, you know, it's really been about you need to have that talk, or it's about that meeting or that agreement or the proposal or the sale or the interview or the writing, you know, information communication flow here, some merchant stuff here, local activities. So you might be running into some of this while you're out just doing your daily thing, your routine, right? Or you might be engaging this person locally and taking them out somewhere. Or short trips to nearby places as well. And then in the physical realm, it can be that this has been focused with a brother or sister or neighbor or on your vehicles or electronics as well. So a lot there for the Leos. In this last week of going back over this stuff, Friday and Saturday the 9th and 10th, puts you in this harmonic alignment, gets you very active and revved up, and just straight up hooks you up with one of these key players, you know. So you're really in those talks or meetings or writing or interviews or short trips or local activities or et cetera, and focused on your Venus themes with the partner, with the client, with the specialist, with the agent or attorney or competitor or advocate, you know. And this is helping you move this along, express what you're passionate about, do something about it Friday and Saturday. On Saturday, there's also an overlapping energy connected with Venus retrograde, and this one is opportune, and it connects to any kind of creative projects you're involved in, anything recreational you might be doing, anything that involves true love or lovers, or anything that is involving the children. So yay for the Leos. It looks like a couple really powerful days there. If there are going to be challenges, they're going to come up Monday, Tuesday, the 12th and 13th. These couple days, you'll either be pushing yourself, and that's the challenge. You're just pushing through more of this, or you have some obstacle to overcome. And this is going to come through the work. So maybe, you know, you're still wanting to do this with the Venus retrograde, but you have to go tackle work. So you're pulled between the two. Or maybe there's some work you need to get done to get to that Venus retrograde income agreement or sale, you know. Or it can be health related where the challenge is coming from. It can involve coworkers or hired help, paperwork, or animals. So whatever this rings true for you, expect to have like more frictional energy around it on Monday and Tuesday. And then by Thursday the 15th, you have your last Venus retrograde alignment. And this one, again, is putting you back into a harmonic flow with the talks and meetings, these short trips, the agreements, the sales, the writing, the local activities, the brothers, sisters, neighbors, vehicles, or electronics, and how that ties in with these key people and your Venus themes, love, income, women, or beauty. And it's about relationships on that day, on Thursday the 15th. So this is definitely, you know, an important day for what you're doing with that partner, that client, that specialist, that agent, attorney, competitor. And it is in flow. All right, Virgo. Venus retrograde, you know, really asking you to go back over some things when it comes to love or income, when it comes to women or beauty themes, and the partners or clients or specialists or agents or attorneys or competitors involved in that. And for Virgo, it's really been playing out around your income in any of those scenarios, or around purchases or possessions. Maybe you've been giving some things away or going and digging up some old possessions and revitalizing them in some way. Maybe there's been something with a product that you've been going back to and rekindling. And it might also be going back over the things you value during this time frame. So the week ahead is an important week where you're going to connect with these key people over Venus topics and working through income, property, possessions, products, purchases, and values. So Friday and Saturday the 9th and 10th, we have harmonic energy where it's going to flow really easily, and it's going to get you very active here, doing something about your health or the animals or the work or with a coworker or hired help. Paperwork possibly in the mix. So you want to be proactive about tackling whatever this is here, because it's going to help you move things the way you want. And then overlaying that on Saturday the 10th is also an opportunity where something is opening up for you with this Venus retrograde, past reworking of something, and it's happening in your home or about your home or with your family or roommate or parent, or it could involve a real estate deal or a move or a renovation. So really door open in those areas. Now, if there's going to be a challenge, it would come up on Monday and Tuesday, the 12th and 13th. Those 2 days are just going to be frictional. So the challenge may be that you're pushing yourself to kind of do a little bit more, or you might have an obstacle to overcome here as it ties in with your this whole theme here that's going on. And this would involve a lover or the children, or a creative project, or something recreational. So that doesn't sound like such a bad challenge, really. But maybe, you know, you're having to make money, and, you know, then your love interest wants you to be over here doing this, or you need to do something for the kids, so you're torn between the two. Or maybe you're rekindling something there with your products or possessions or purchases and having to kind of align it with the creative project or the lover or the kids. So the push is on Monday, Tuesday. Then on Thursday the 15th, we are back into the harmonic for Virgo. This, again, aligns you favorably with whatever you're trying to rework, rekindle, or release when it comes to your income, your possessions, your purchases, your products, or your values, and how that is going to be in flow on Thursday the 15th with work scenarios, coworkers, hired help, paperwork, health needs, and animals. So proactively connect as you will on that day. For Libra, you guys have been hosting this part of the Venus retrograde, so it's been very personal or physical for you guys. And so you've been going kind of within on a certain level and looking at where you are with love or money or women or beauty. You've also been looking at your image, your body, your brand, your name, your title. Are any of these impacted by how you feel about these other things? Is there a key relationship involved in this, a specialist or a partner or a client or an agent or a competitor or an attorney, et cetera? And so it's been very, you know, much about you, Libra, and this is the last big week of this. So if you do still have some letting go to do or some going back and reworking something so it's stronger or rekindling something past and giving it another shot, then this is the time. And Friday and Saturday, this is very active and it's very harmonic. It's in flow for you. And it links you to things you can do with or about your love life or a lover, with or about a creative project or creative interest or pursuit, with or about the children or something recreational that might engage you. So you definitely want to kind of dive into that. And on Saturday the 10th, there is also an added opportunity in the mix here, which comes through something you're doing locally or on a short trip to a nearby place, or something that comes through talks or meetings or news you hear, or an offer or proposal or an agreement or sale, or something with writing or interviews or auditions. And for some Librans, this may involve some kind of opportunity with vehicles, with electronics, with siblings, with neighbors. So definitely there's a lot of opportunity here in a lot of areas, so be open for that. If there's going to be a challenge, it would come Monday and Tuesday, the 12th and 13th. And for Libra, this is pushing you guys over something in the home or about the home, with a move, a renovation, a real estate deal, or with your family, a parent, a roommate scenario. And so you're kind of, again, you're evaluating where you are in this do-over with your Venus needs and what you want to do here. So maybe this is you pushing yourself to really accomplish something here. Maybe there's an obstacle or a challenge that comes up that you need to address so that you're getting this right. And by Thursday the 15th, we are back to our flow with Venus retrograde. We have harmony again, and this is your very last alignment, and this puts you in that good space again, connecting you with the creative projects or pursuits, with the children, with the lover, or your own love life and its prospects, or with something recreational. So you definitely, again, want to look at being involved on Thursday the 15th, and then by Friday morning on the 16th, Venus retrograde is finished. For Scorpio, this has been happening in your karmic past life arena, and it's been happening with artistic and spiritual, romantic and addicting kind of scenarios. It's been happening with institutions and with research and secrets, and oh my gosh. So it's been kind of wild for you guys as you've had this opportunity to focus on partners and clients and specialists and agents and attorneys, and whether you're going to rekindle something or release or rework something in the name of love or money or women or beauty. So you still have a good week of this ahead, a very active week. Friday and Saturday, the 9th and 10th, Mars is going to be harmonic to this, which can help you guys dive in and take action. This is playing out in your home or somebody else's home, or involving a move, a real estate deal, or renovation, or family, parents, or roommates in the mix. So you want to see what's possible there. On Saturday the 10th, there is an overlapping that can tie in something with your income or a purchase or a possession or a product or a gift in the mix. So look for that. And then if there's going to be a challenge, Monday and Tuesday, the 12th and 13th, those are the frictional days where we see some push here. Now, this may be you pushing more when it comes to those romantic getaways or trysts or those karmic past life unions or those artistic or spiritual pathways you're going down, or whatever's happening with the institution or the research or the secrets or the addictions, and how you're handling your Venus retrograde topics there. But the push here is going to mean that there's something here coming through communication information that you're going to need to dive on top of here. So it could be a talk, a meeting, some news you hear, an offer, a sale, an agreement, the writing, the interview, or something local or short trip to a nearby place. And for some of you Scorpios, it could involve brothers, sisters, neighbors, vehicles, or electronics. By Thursday the 15th, you guys are back into harmonic flow. It's not as active as Friday, Saturday, the 9th and 10th, but it is very much in flow, linking you up with your Venus retrograde topic, your last connection of the retrograde. And this is definitely going to then focus you guys on home, family, parents, roommates, moves, renovations, real estate deals, something there at the core root of the chart that is working with this. All right, for Sagittarius. You guys have been focusing this Venus, part of the Venus retrograde. Again, you know, like everybody else, it's about love or income, or it's about women or beauty. That's what Venus rules. And it's been focusing that on our relationships. So, you know, going back and reworking, releasing, rekindling something with partners or clients or specialists or agents or attorneys or competitors about those Venus themes. And for Sagittarius, it's playing out tied into your personal aspirations or tied into original projects that you're involved in, or it's playing out tied into something social for you. So it could involve friends or group activities or the internet or astrology or charities or gatherings or parties or events, right? So you're going to have another week of kind of reconnecting in those ways to see what you want to do about this Venus retrograde theme. And so Friday and Saturday, the 9th and 10th, this is harmonic, it's in flow, and it's active. And so on these days, you can hear from people or run into them out locally or on the short trip or meet with them, get into talks, write with them, sign agreements, make sales. It's just a very much about your ideas and your communications and your information flow here, and a lot of passion about it. And there's an overlay of this opportunity alignment with Venus retrograde on Saturday, which comes right from your sign, Sag. So, you know, it really puts you right there in that, you know, social setting with the friends, with the group, with, at the party, at the event, online, with the charity, with the astrology, with the aspiration or original project, and really opens this up for you in some kind of really lovely way. If there's going to be a challenge, it would come Monday and Tuesday, the 12th and 13th, and for this, it's pushing you to go for more, or you're having some kind of challenge or obstacle you need to overcome. And this is going to be stemming from personal income or a purchase or your possessions or products that are in that scenario. So, you know, maybe you're torn between the two, or maybe you just have to kind of work this out in a way that it flows between the two, right? And by Thursday the 15th, you're back into that harmonic when it comes to your friends and groups and gatherings and internet and astrology and charities and aspirations and original projects and where you are with reworking this Venus theme of income or love or women or beauty with partners and clients and specialists. So Thursday the 15th, it opens you back up to that communication information flow. So again, really important day to hear news or get into those talks or meetings, take the short trip, write, sign agreements, you know, make sales, anything that gets this flowing for you. Also could be, again, a good day with brothers, sisters, neighbors, vehicles, or electronics in the mix. All right, for Capricorn, when it comes to your Venus retrograde, this week ahead is important as far as, you know, when it comes to Venus, is it about love or income? Is it about women or beauty? And who's the key relationship there? The clients, the partner, the specialist, the agents, the attorneys, the competitors? For Capricorn, it's really been about three areas, focusing on the goals you have there, focusing on your career, or focusing on higher up people that are involved, bosses, parents, judges, mentors, directors, teachers, etc. So in this week ahead, you have Friday and Saturday the 9th and 10th where you can really set some things in motion when it comes to those goals, the career matter, or these higher up authority figures to go back and get something sparking up with this Venus retrograde theme. And the potential here is that you can make money, or you can set something in motion to make money, or you can do something about your possessions or your product, or you can make some purchases here that are beneficial or in flow with what you're trying to do. On Saturday the 10th, there is an overlay. There's another aspect to Venus that also comes into play, which means the door is open here to something going on behind the scenes. So you might benefit from research. You might benefit from rest and recuperation. You might benefit from a romantic getaway or a romantic tryst. You might benefit from something artistic or spiritual. You might benefit from an institution that you are involving on that day. So look for those areas to open up in relation to your Venus retrograde themes. Then if there's going to be a challenge, it would come Monday and Tuesday, the 12th and 13th. And this really is about you, Capricorn. So you might feel a little bit physically drained on those 2 days, or you might have made the decision that you're going to push yourself harder to reach that goal or deal with that career theme or that higher up authority figure. So you're just being more ambitious. So it really is about a push to you physically or personally or in some way that ties in your name or title or brand or image or body into this scenario. And then on Thursday the 15th, we are back to the flow with Venus retrograde. So things are going smoother again. And this is your last aspect in the reworking, rekindling, or releasing when it comes to these love or income goals or women or beauty goals or what's going on with the career or this higher up authority figure. And so this flow, again, puts you in a good spot to make money or to make purchases or with what you're doing with your possessions or your products. So there you have it. For Aquarius, Venus retrograde, last week of going back and letting go or rekindling things or reworking things when it comes to love or income, women or beauty, and those key relationships involved. And for Aquarius, this is involving travel or people at a distance, or it's involving legal matters or weddings or other ceremonies or educational pursuits or media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting interests or politics or religion. So you have a lot there in that expansive, higher-minded area where this can play out. So whichever one of those you're diving into to work out your Venus retrograde themes, Friday and Saturday are very active in a harmonic, positive way. And this ties directly into your sign, Aquarius. So it looks like you're diving in and you're taking that trip or you're doing something with that person at a distance or you're, going to that school or doing something about the education or teaching something, or you're in the media or the legal matter, or you're doing something with the wedding or the politics or religion, right? So definitely Friday, Saturday, this is, amping this up. And there's an overlay of opportunity on Saturday tied to your Venus themes that can then involve friends or groups or parties or events or gatherings or what you're doing online or with astrology or charities or even with a personal aspiration or original project in this mix. So yay, Friday, Saturday, very active here. Then if there's going to be a challenge, it comes Monday, Tuesday, the 12th and 13th. These 2 days, the challenge might be that you're challenging yourself and pushing harder, or you may have some kind of outside obstacle or challenge that you have to kind of overcome on those days. And this is going to come from either the need for rest and recuperation or something going on at a hospital or other institution or something that is secret or deceptive or something dealing with an addiction or bad habit. Or it could be about a clandestine romance or romantic getaway. It could be something playing out in the artistic or spiritual realm or through research or investigation. So, again, a lot there to pick and choose from for the Aquarians. I'm sure one of those probably stands out. So you're going to have that frictional energy Monday, Tuesday with that. Then the very last Venus retrograde alignment happens on Thursday, the 15th. Again, you're back in flow. This is harmonic, and this ties right into your sign, Aquarius. So puts you in the right place to deal with this person at a distance or the trip or to deal with the media or marketing or educational matter or the wedding or the other ceremony or the legal need or the political or religious theme as it ties into what you are reworking in the name of Venus here. All right. For Pisces, You guys, again, like everybody else, you're going back. It's a do-over with Venus. You're either rekindling something, releasing it, or reworking it when it comes to love and lovers, income, women, or beauty interests, and those key relationships involved in those themes. And so it's really been in the most intense area of the chart for Pisces. So you've been needing to go back and rekindle or work something out or let it go when it comes to sexual interests here, or when it comes to reproductive needs or something hormonal going on, or when it comes to a divorce, or when it comes to a death or a birth, or when it focuses on bigger financial prospects. Where are you with shared income or shared resources or the loan or the debt or the investment or the settlement or the, you know, bankruptcy, the alimony, the child support, the inheritance, the taxes, the insurance, the partner's money? I'm sure there's even more that I didn't think of. But, you know, it's one of these really heavy, deep, powerful, transformative areas of life that this has been about for Pisces. So are you able to rekindle something? Are you able to rework something? Or is it time to let something go as you move through this in this week ahead? Friday and Saturday, the 9th and 10th, are putting you into a very active dynamic that is harmonic with this and allows you to do something behind the scenes or via a romantic getaway or tryst or with an institution like a hospital or a spa or retreat or with the research and investigations you do digging into something or with something in the artistic realm, film, music, painting, poetry, or something in the spiritual realm, prayer, meditation, yoga, something magical or psychic maybe. But yeah, that's pretty much it, I think, for that. So you have a lot of potential there on Friday, Saturday with that. There's an overlay of another opportunity on Saturday the 10th, and this ties into either setting or reaching goals here or furthering career needs along as it relates to this or something going on with a higher-up individual in the picture, a boss, a parent, a judge, a mentor, a director, teacher, somebody like that. So Friday, Saturday, really dynamic, really in flow for you with this. If there's going to be obstacles, challenges, they're going to come up Monday, Tuesday, the 12th and 13th. This can just be that you're pushing yourself harder when it comes to Venus retrograde themes, or it can be that there's a challenge or an obstacle to overcome. So where this is going to play out for Pisces as you're dealing with whether this is a big financial or a sexual or reproductive or divorce or death or birth or third party scenario with your, you know, love or income needs or women or beauty themes and these key players. The challenge here is either about aligning aspirations or where you're going with original projects or personal freedom in the scenario, or it ties into something that's happening with a friend, a group, the internet, astrology, go nice on Zoe, anything with charities, anything with gatherings or parties or events. So, you know, feel that out. Don't push yourself too hard, but there is some kind of challenge here in those areas. Then by Thursday the 15th, you have your very last Venus retrograde alignment. You are back into a harmony flow with this, and it puts you with that sexual, financial, reproductive, mortality, divorce, whatever this deep, powerful theme is, and it aligns you behind the scenes through that romantic getaway or tryst or with the hospital or other institution or the research and development or the artistic or spiritual side of what's happening and allows you to figure out what you're doing before Venus ends the retrograde early in the wee hours on Friday the 16th in the morning and goes direct. So that's it for everybody. You know, I definitely think that all of us should be thinking in our week ahead that the cosmos is really asking us to think about love and going back when we're thinking about in Libra. It's not just about how we love the people we love. It's about how we love our enemies, how we love our opponents. And I really think the world could use some of that right now. So as you're going through this and as you're investigating how love feels inside your heart and where you are on your path in these crazy end days that seem to be all around us. Think about how much space you've got to love those that you think might be opposing you in your life, and do your best to rekindle that flame. It's Zoe Moon. You guys can find me on Facebook during the week, at least for now, at facebook.com/Zoe Moon Astrology. I wish you guys all the best, and I'll be back next week, same time, God willing. Have a good week.